cheering proudly and loudly for Canada's team, the Toronto Blue Jays. From Windsor, Halifax, Moose Jaw, Red Deer, Barry's Bay, and Mix Nation. Go Jays Go from Mix 97.
We should have added with our talented voice of the station, Kirkland Lake, because that's where Tim Langton comes from. Tim is the public address announcer of the Toronto Blue Jays. And Tim, thank you for giving us some time this morning here in Mix Nation.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I'm always willing to talk about the Blue Jays and myself.
No, I saw a great article on you on Saturday, and you and I connected. I reached out to you. You got back to me right away, and I appreciate it. And the last message I got from Tim, Miriam, was Saturday night at 6:30. And I said, Tim, do you not have a baseball game to worry about? He was still sending me a message at 6:30. I was impressed with Tim.
Well, I mean, the game didn't start till 8. I had been there for 2 hours. I was prepped. I was ready to go. So
this must be
I was paying attention to my job.
Good. What a great gig you have. But this last 2 or 3 weeks, I mean, this is like Christmas every day for you, Tim.
You know, everybody asks, how do you feel? What are you thinking? You know, it's still so surreal. Yeah. Let's be honest. Nobody really thought we'd be here this year.
Yeah.
And when things started going well in July, it was, you know, you just kind of look at each other and go, this is looking good. And it just went from there. And you get to a point where, you know, you just don't lose faith. These guys are just something else.
Yeah, it's exciting. And with all the hype over the last several weeks, and particularly now, Tim, in the World Series, like, this past weekend, we had Colonel Sanders, George St. Pierre, Eugene Levy, Drake was there. Boy, it's everybody in show business showing up, too.
Hey, this is the hot spot to be right now. I mean, everybody wants to be a part of it. And, you know, we welcome them all. I mean, it makes great viewing on television, nothing else.
Yeah, now your voice, when you've done the player introductions and, you know, announcing the national anthems and what's happening kind of inside the baseball park, your voice is being sent to all the networks now. You are a global sensation, Tim.
When I realized that this was a world, you know, I mean, I knew it, but when I actually stopped and thought that this was a worldwide thing, my stomach did a couple of flips. But then, you know what, and then you realize, well, you're not doing anything different. Just keep doing what you're doing, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, you know, Tim, when I was listening to you the other day for the Jays lineup, it really reminded me, you know, like the WWE announcer, and you get that thing in your voice, and I was like, ooh.
Well, I mean, there is an element of a character to the Blue Jays PA announcer. I mean, you're listening to me right now, and I'm not talking like this. So it's a bit... It's far, the PA announcer is far more high energy than I am as normal.
Take us inside your day, Tim. What time? So let's just go from Saturday. That's the closest example we have. So Saturday, the Jays played at 8 o'clock. What time do you get to the ballpark?
Saturday, yeah. I was there at noon. We ran through some rehearsals. Everything gets rehearsed. We ran through our Stand Up to Cancer rehearsals. We also ran through our anthems and made sure everybody's tight with that. That took about 3 hours. I took a quick zip home, changed my clothes, and I was back at the ballpark at 5 o'clock.
And what?
In there, that's when you get in there, you go through the script, you mark it up, you know, highlight your own spots, maybe do a little rewrite on a few things so it's a little easier for me to say. Check my lineups, check my pronunciations, have something eaten, and by that point, it's game time.
And what about the pronunciations? There's some tough names. I mean, we struggle here at the radio station with Worcester, Massachusetts, but you've got international names to really practice and get it right.
Well, I mean, it's fortunate that, I kind of have to, Major League Baseball does provide pronunciations at the start of the season. The only problem with that is guys get traded and some guys get into the minors, so it's not always the same players coming in. There are a lot of resources. You can always go to the Disney media, ask them. They've got their press guys around. So that's how you get it and you remember it and you get used to it after a while. You get used to Spanish names and how things work with those. It's just something that comes with experience, really.
Being from Kirkland Lake, Ontario, is your favorite player on the Blue Jays Kirk?
I should give some credit where credit is due. I was born in Peterborough.
Oh, okay.
But I was in Kirkland Lake by the time I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I call it my hometown. That's where I grew up. I don't have a favorite player. Honestly, I don't. If I had to pick one, I'm a big Ernie fan. Big Varsho fan. I like the grinders. And they're all grinders, but some grind a little harder. So Varsho, Barger, Ernie, those are my guys. I mean, Kirky too, come on.
Yeah.
How can you not love Kirky?
Well, listen, thank you for the time this morning. Really appreciate Tim getting back to Miriam and I so quickly. And is today like a day off for you?
Actually, no. We are doing watch parties in Rogers Center tonight for the next three games.
Okay.
Next two games.
So you go there and host.
We'll be in there and just chatting with the folks, kind of like it's a ball game at home, but not exactly the same. But we're going to have a good time tonight.
Well, thank you for the time this morning on the show. We know it's been busy for you, and enjoy the run like the rest of us.
I will, and I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Take care.
Tim Langton, public address announcer at Rogers Stadium in Toronto.